What it do, Hood Hype? This is Cashmere Jones, and I love y'all show, man. I love what y'all doing over there, you dig? I love y'all show almost as much as I love these broads. And you know what I love almost as much as these broads? Is my lime green gators. You know, the same lime green gators I got over there at Byron Shoe Emporium. You know, the one over there off of MLK, over there by 23rd Street. Got them motherfuckers for 20% off. Layers, also with a free pair of socks, you dig?
Ooh.
Cotton blend, hand wash only, you know what I'm saying, but, oh, shit. Let me get on back to talking about the show, though. You almost got a pimp twisted.
Almost pimp.
But I love what y'all doing. Major, keep doing your thing. Keep coming real and keep representing the streets. And J-Mac, you silly-ass white motherfucker, keep doing your thing, boy. You crazy as a motherfucker, but we love you out here in Philadelphia, you know what I mean? But we gonna keep on listening to y'all, man, and keep on checking y'all out. Y'all niggas stay fly.
Stay fly.
Good man,
Cashmere Jones.
Yes, sir.
No doubt.
This is Major. It's J-Mac in the building. What's up, pimpin'?
Not too much, man.
What shout out to Cashmere Jones.
Yeah,
showing love out of Philadelphia. What it do, man? What it do?
Happy St. Patrick's Day, man.
Yeah, I ain't fucking Irish, but it's just a big excuse to get fucking drunk.
No
God
doubt. Oh my God, man. I don't know. What is the deal with your cops, man?
What's up?
We ran into like 11 cops on the way over.
Yeah, they out there. That's why That's why we doing right now. I ain't trying to be out there, dude.
40 miles around, man. I sit there. I'm coming toward Lansing from the metro area.
Mm-hmm.
dude, I swear to God, man, this cop come right around the corner. Cop's pointing a fucking laser right at me, and then I look right at him. He pulls the fucking gun down, looks right over at me. I'm like, oh shit, gotta take it easy.
So speed you lucky the whole way. See, you white, it was the right kind of gun.
That's what he's checking.
It was a radar gun.
That's why he dropped the gun. He's like, all right, white, black guy. White guy, he's cool. Gets past.
If it was black guy, it would have been a different kind of gun.
Let's race him. I'm gonna race him, Dave. What's going on with you, man? What you been up to?
Ain't nothing, man. I'll tell you what, man. I'm gonna go off on a quick rant, man, if you don't mind.
Let go. Let it out.
A fucking long ass debate yesterday with a industry shit. Now I can call him an exec because dude got a major deal. And
with so and so.
Yeah, I'm grinding as a producer. For those who don't know, I'm just like the artist we play on the show, man. I'm trying to break into the majors as far as trying to stop producing for indie artists, and I'm trying to produce for up and coming major artists. And so sent the dude some tracks, man. And I'm not conceited, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I can feel that somebody don't like what I got,
mm-hmm.
but I know some of the tracks I sent him was heat. Yeah. Sorry. I don't want to sound like a dick, but I sent the dude some flame. Dude replied to me and was like, my artist wasn't crazy for none of them.
How quick after, though?
Within 20 minutes, and he sent it to 5 artists. So that was that's another issue with it itself. But so in 20 minutes, I get a reply and say, nah, my people wasn't feeling that joint. And keep in mind, these people are supposed to be scattered across the country, but never mind. So anyway, he wasn't feeling none of the tracks. And he says, you know, we looking for classics. We looking for, you know what I'm saying, no album filler. And I was like, all right, man. I feel you, pimping. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I feel you on the album filler shit. But to me, what they was looking for was what I consider album filler. So I'm like, dude, what you
They're
consider
looking for
filler?
Chicken noodle soup.
Pretty much.
And yeah, in my white tee.
In so many words. But the thing is, I appreciate my man's honesty. And that's why, to me, we still got a relationship. And honestly, we had a good 45-minute debate going back and forth on what's real and what ain't. But basically, man, I just want to let the artists out there know, man, this is what y'all up against. You up against A&Rs that's out here have no respect for your creative artistic ability. They don't care how fucking good your song is.
Mm-hmm.
They want chicks shaking asses. And I'm like, dude, I'm not making music for fucking, you know what I'm saying, teenage chicks driving their car. I'm making hood anthems, shit that people in the hood is gonna feel, you know what I'm saying, street music. And he's like, well, street music ain't gonna sell. That's gonna make me no money.
Where's some money?
Exactly. Money first music. First thing out of his mouth, he's like, we can't make money with this. These are mixtape tracks. Yep. I'm like, okay. I'm like, dude, I don't care what artist you got. Everybody needs some fucking street material. Period. I don't care, man. Even the most watered down cats got some street records. He's like, we're not doing that over here. We want every album, every song on the album to be a potential single. Mm. And I cracked up laughing. Mm. I'm like, okay, so you want 16 candy shops, 17 candy shops on your CD? Mm. He's like, well, we want every song to be classic.
Oh, okay. I was like, candy shops a classic though, exactly, man.
So basically, pimping, I was like, we agree to disagree. We see things differently. I brought up Nas as an example of somebody who's selling records with real music.
Well, look at Prodigy. Prodigy and Mobb Deep, man. They signed a G-Unit.
Yeah. But garbage album. But dude even pissed on Nas. Dude was like, Nas ain't do nothing this album. He's like, Nas is a legend, and he still didn't do what he was supposed to do.
Why has everything got... see, that's the thing. It's a whole numbers. Conflict with money versus...
No artistic shit, man. No nothing about how good the song was, how deep the production was, man. I wish I could. I'm not going to disrespect. I'm not going to play some of the shit that he sent me that the artist is doing. I would do that. I ain't trying to start no issues.
Right.
But like I said, two different worlds, man. Two different worlds. But artists out there, man, I respect what y'all doing. I respect the music we play. But long story short, but to be honest with you, most of the shit we played that we think is hot, mm-hmm. he would have pissed on it. All
no
doubt. So
yeah, because it's street shit. It's hood hype.
Exactly. It's hood hype, man. It's we hood. Representing. We gonna be here for the underground no matter fucking what.
Yep.
Period. I'm with y'all, man. I'm part of the struggle just like the artist, man. Just like the artist.
Always, man. That's what we'll always be about.
For sure.
Forever.
But that's Major's opening rant, man. I'm sorry if I got a little bit long-winded.
No, man. It's good to hear. It's good to hear you open up a little bit, my friend.
For real. That was some real conversation for your ass yesterday, man.
That's real.
But shit, you want to jump into a track, bro?
Yeah, let's jump into a track, and then we'll get into that the LB. We hooked up with LB, the winner.
Show.
Yeah, I'm
shout out to LBZ.
Yeah.
The winner from episode, what was it?
Dude's 41? 41. Dude's doing some things. Let's talk about it.
Yes, we got that coming up after this track.
Yeah.
We about to go ahead and jump into...
What you gonna get? What you gonna get?
You want to hear that?
Wow, that's you got partying going on there.
Hell yeah.
It's a fucking happy day. All right, what
about
you got?
That green grass, man.
Yeah.
That Mullyman. That shit is hard as hell, man.
That shit came in a while ago, too.
Heck yeah. We about to jump into this right here, though, for episode number 43. J-Mac and Major back at you. Yeah.
Let's go, Mullyman. A request for green grass and shady trees. Niggas will sell you green grass and shady trees. This rap shit don't work, maybe me. Real talk, no makeup, no Maybelline. A gang full of gorillas and crazy schemes. I am the ringleader of a crazy team. Niggas on call, more shooters than an NBA All-Star. I'm prepared for all-out war. Therefore, anything standing in between me and the life I crave has a guaranteed grave. I'm trying to see that house on the hill, a little something to chill. Estimated price, something, something mil. So if that means wiping you out, then I will. Making the most of each and every dollar bill. Two things I don't waste, money nor time. Forever in a day, I'ma stay on my grind for that. You know, you know, a brother just, you know, most of the time spends his whole life. About the grass on the other side, but no matter where you at, you gotta be down to ride. The world is a ghetto, remember that. And it ain't where you from, it's where you at. But wherever you at, you better be strapped. Cause that minute you get comfy, they stab you in the back. Niggas will sell their soul, rat their friends, rob their own mama just to stack them in. They say to reveal the surface, just mold along. Identify who's who and keep moving along. Your comrades will have you caught up in that shit. Hanging out with the homies, shotgunning that whip. So keep your head up and keep your bread up. Your faith in the right place, so you're one day fucked for that. Sometimes niggas I had you all on twist, man. You don't know where you at. You know, just to get that cash, man. You know, but me, I'ma keep my head up, keep my bread up, stay on my grind. Look, ayo, niggas will walk in your yard and kill your growth. A ready seed you plant, turn around and boast. But if a nigga really feeling hungry in the morning and tries to break fast, I'm so
serving them toasts. Some move to the county, saying some good luck. But shit, Section 8 got the county off the hooks. Be careful where you label the home of a crook. The place you sleep on might get you took. Up out of this world just as quick as you blink. Within that split second you think your ship sinks. I'm trying to see my little beach house under the sun, but to get there I utilize everything I'm from. The dirt, the bottom, the hurt, the hunger, the pain. Lord knows the struggle was not in vain. I feel I'm overdue a little capital gain. A little bit of land, a little something to claim now. Oh yeah, yeah. Feel so beautiful. I'm going straight to the top this year. Straight to the top. Let's go.
Money, yes, sir, man. That shit right there is
oops,
killing them.
My bad on the sound effect. My bad. Clap for me. Jesus. Sorry about that.
Nah, you cool.
Sorry about
bro.
That, Molly man. Nothing against your track, dude. That shit's hot.
Actually, that shit was killing him.
Green grass. I've been singing that all fucking day. We're sitting down here doing sound check with me and fucking Major doing fucking harmonizing.
Hell yeah. you can catch that on Hood Hype B sides.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever that comes out, hell fuck that never. Shit. No, man.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk,
let's
man.
Let's get lighthearted. My bad, man. I brought the mood down.
No, man. It's
got
cool.
Fucking serious.
It's cool.
Right off let's the rip. Talk. But speaking of, oh man, so we're talking about hood hype, let's talk about hood stomp.
Yeah, what's hood?
Hood stomp, man. This is some new shit to me, man. Maybe I'm fucking sheltered. Maybe it's because I live in Michigan and we're.
No, man, I'm never. I'll tell you
one
what.
One of the cold weather capitals.
Speaking of hood stomp, I will. Any, I, you will not hear anything about the Bay come out of my fucking white mouth.
Yeah, can we get an official apology to the Bay Area?
Yes.
Yeah,
the Bay. The Bay.
Yeah, man. This look, hood stomp shit, man.
This has nothing to do with the previous rant. This is just to anybody who's into this hood stomp shit, I'm shook.
Yeah, man.
My no, apologies.
The shit you said though, came out say, when you was ranting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, in all honesty, not trying to brown nose nothing, but... I wasn't hating on the Bay,
nah,
yeah, but
you
yeah.
listen to Bay shit.
I don't want to carry it on, but you know,
yeah,
E40, Too Short, all that shit. I'm definitely all over it. I'm not hating.
So,
but anyway,
but
Clyde
hood,
Carson, man.
The hood stomp, man. Clyde Carson, man. Go to fucking YouTube.
Don't get
type
your hood
in
stomped.
Hood stomp. That shit is one of the most gutter
oh
videos, man. I've seen in a long fucking time.
That shit
time.
Is fresh as
and
hell,
and I love it. And it's fucking oh. chaos, though. It's bad shit. It's evil. I'm not supposed to like
it's
it, but I
evil.
Do.
It's not evil.
It is, bro. There's like this bitch is fighting, which is cool. You got one dude getting his nose beat the fuck out in the middle of the streets,
fresh
in front of everybody.
Fresh.
You got Escalades coming through the hood.
That shit.
And you got
wow.
You got dudes, man. Cats jumping on top of the car, stomping the fucking windshields out of cars,
busting windows out.
That's new to me.
To a soundtrack.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's like it's orchestrated chaos, and I love it, man. So,
controlled chaos. Yeah, no doubt, man.
Shout out to Fro, man. Fro sent me that shit. I'm like, yo, have you posted this on the blog yet? He like, nah, yeah. Well, too late, dude. I'm about to throw it up there.
I'm taking credit for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Bask in that reflective glory. God damn.
Yeah, man. With Clyde Carson, man. And dude ain't nice. He's nice on the flows. He's got some flows
he
on there.
He don't sound
the
like the
beat
Bay
was
to me.
Hard. Nah, he really don't.
That shit was fresh.
And the crazy thing is, he got another single that I just heard on our radio station here in Michigan the other day.
Oh, really?
Some, yeah. Yep. So Clyde getting out there, man. The Bay Area doing their fucking thing. Y'all is on some other shit, man. Some
well,
shit
were you saying it was white dudes driving them cars? Getting
yeah,
in the race
yeah,
again.
Yeah, let's get to the... Hey, let's dig into that. That's the second part of the conversation. Because to me, man, like, I'm not trying to start no shit. But here in Michigan... If some dudes are driving through the D, let's say, in the Escalade, and you gonna jump on their hood and stomp out their windshield, then you best be prepared to get shot.
Die.
Yeah, I mean, flat out.
People
cats
in Michigan
serious
love
about their whip game. Yeah,
love
for real. You love stomp on an Escalade in Michigan, then you best be prepared
to die.
So, when I saw the hood stomp video, I'm like, man,
that's serious.
Are these white people going through the hood?
Has to be.
Cause to me, that's the only way I could see it going down, bro.
I could not sit back. I don't care if I was driving a Chevette, dude. I'm mowing people down. I don't care who the fuck they are.
Exactly.
I'm mashing that pedal.
The minute I see my car get surrounded, I'm hitting the gas. I don't care who's
yeah.
in the way. You
hell
gonna
yeah.
get bumper and grill, and then you're going to be up under the tires. That's just, for real. That's just how it's going down. I'm not stopping. For real.
Don't get your hood stomped out.
Yeah, man. It's not happening. But then we
was talking. Is he talking about hood or like car hood?
Car hood. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was like. When I heard hood stomping, like, what's this, a new dance step? And I saw the video, I'm like, oh, no, it's not.
They're fucking stopping your fucking hood. Yeah, so go to the blog. Check out that video, man. That shit was crazy.
See, but then we was talking, though, about how shit is different amongst minorities and white folks, man. Because it's like, you had a story. Go ahead and share your experience. But that shit was cracking me up.
Oh, the R. Kelly thing?
Yeah, we was at the concert.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. That shit was funny.
Go ahead. tell the people what happened.
Oh, my God. All right, so we went to this this R. Kelly concert. Shit, it's probably like, 4 years, 5 years? No, shit, it was probably like 7 years ago.
And back when Kelly was hot.
Yeah, before he was pissing on people. man, but I went and took my then girlfriend, and we were probably the only white people there. It was like fucking
Chocolate City.
Shit. Dude, I mean, I was walking around, I was like, oh, man. I thought about, like, man, looking around, like, man, okay, all right, well, we were, like, third row back. It was, like, the best seats we've ever had, ever.
Straight up.
Yeah, and I was, like, trying to impress her and all this shit. Anyway, man, I forget what song it was. We're fucking just, like, it's probably that fucking, I don't know what fucking song it was, but we're fucking just bouncing around, hands in the air. I fucking pull my hands down really quick, whip the back of this chick's head with my hand, man. Just fucking about whip the weave right the fuck out of her hair.
This J Mac, y'all. Just for, let me pause real quick.
Don't fucking get on my address.
6'5" white dude.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, of a black concert.
I'm a gentle giant.
But I'm just saying, like, by appearances,
I stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't dress the part or none of that. I just love the music. Anyway, so
you knocked her weave off.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I smacked the back of her head to the point where I felt some fucking bobby pins on my hand. It was an accident. She turned around. She gave me this look like, you know, you don't fuck with any woman's hair, period.
No, sir.
Especially on a night like that.
Black, she white, or otherwise. Yeah, she would get fucked up.
She turned around and gave me this look like, motherfucker, you're going to start some shit now, bitch. And I looked at her. I was like, man, I am so sorry. I mean, I didn't know. You do not piss a woman off. You do not fuck with a woman's hair.
No,
I was like, she was there with her girlfriends. Thank God, man. Because there would have been,
it could
have, like,
went down.
I could have died.
But here go the flip side to this story, because we was talking about this, and I'm like, yo, that's just some different shit though between the races. Because I put it like this, yo, let's say for whatever reason my black ass was at a Tim McGraw concert.
Like, woohoo! Hey, black dude. It's fucking beer bong, man.
That's the reception I
would
have got.
You would.
And then let's say my ass get drunk and carried away, and I happen to smack some white chick in the back of her hair.
Like, yeah, let's smack all the white bitches. Whee! That's what he said. Look at the black dudes doing. Let's fucking do it, man. Fucking rock the fuck on.
Now, if I did that, man, if I happened to do that somehow, I wouldn't have had the fear of the same repercussions. Like, When white folks act up in a minority scenario,
yeah,
shit happens.
Yeah, white folks die. Hello, fucking the 9/11 riots. You saw the dude get yanked out of his fucking semi. Don't get in a crowd of pissed off black people when you're a white person. Stay the fuck
back.
That's
exactly what I'm talking about, man. But, like, I wouldn't have had that same fear of being lynched at a public spot.
Well, there's no history behind white people getting fucked over by black people.
Maybe that's what it is, man. We're going to touch on it a little bit because we've been rambling. But put that out there on your mind, man.
Yeah.
If the shit happened to you, in whatever race you are, if you did the shit to the opposite race, would you fear for your shit getting kicked in if you happen to accidentally disrespect a female of the other race?
Yeah, call us. 313-406-7577.
For sure. Or if you got a story that's similar.
Yeah.
Call in and leave that shit.
We want to hear
on
about
the
it.
Voicemail. We love crazy ass stories.
Oh, my God.
For sure. It's time to jump into a new one, though, bro. What you want to hear, man?
Man,
I'm feeling that Ron G, bro.
Oh, are you going to jump into that? I was looking at that Trish one. Okay.
Let's,
no, man, let's get some energy up in here, man. We got a club track for y'all, man. This shit's fresh.
This shit right here is hard as fuck, man.
Ron G.
It's some bling shit, but I'm feeling it, man.
Make it happen.
Yep, in my whip. Yes, sir.
So flush, and I can't never flex with my rep for next in my whip. You probably heard me beating that yep, yep in my whip.
I'm so clean and so fresh.
In my whip,
TVs and so flush.
Watch how you get in my whip. Don't trip in my whip. You talk big
in my whip.
What you get in my whip?
Man, my whip got TVs with the plasma screens. Uh-huh. Suicide those, my whip cause casualties.
What?
Yep, my whip cause casualties. So much software, you think I had a data team. Catch me riding through the city in the latest thing. I love the latest, man. Yep, cause I'm a latest main. The ride greatest, so I guess I'm on the gravy train.
Okay.
Yep, my whip do more tricks than David Blaine. Paint so wet, I need to throw it in the dryer. Hotter than Phoenix Sun, they call me Stoudemire. Hollywood shit, Botox and bow tie. I'm Hollywood Drake, my whip is more fire. Straight with a 8, but I'm meaner with a Nina. Hot like a heater, moving fast like a cheetah. With paint dripping wet, I call it Aquafina. Speakers beating up my trunk like I did Tina.
I'm so clean and so fresh. ATVs and so plush. Can't never flex with my whip. Pull next to my whip. You probably heard me beating that yep, yep in my whip.
I'm so clean and so fresh.
ATVs
so plush.
Watch how you get in my whip. Don't trip in my whip. You talk big, then this is what you get in my whip.
I'm a baller rolling with fat knots in my pocket. Police might take my money cause they ain't got a wallet, but I doubt it. Cause I know they knowin' who I am. Baby Huey, he's yours truly, and he don't give a damn. Give him one of them big trucks, hit it on big wheels. I'm spinning them big bucks, give it a bit real. Ice chain around my neck, give it a bit chill. Wanna sign me, I'm the best, give me about 10 mil. I'm a baller, rolling Lex, signies on skinny tires. What you doing? Put them back, I ain't rolling no wire. But you can color my rims the same as the paint. Said it ain't doing it big, I'm easing you ain't. Debits and credit cards, why should I go hit the bank? Here's one of the 50s, yeah, you can go and get some drink. Hey, my boy Money, he already got that dang doing big things. My niggas are missing.
I'm so clean and so fresh. ATVs and so plush. Can't never flex with my whip. Pull next to my whip. You probably heard me beating that yep, yep in my whip.
I'm so clean and so fresh.
ATVs and so plush.
Watch how you get in my whip. Don't trip in my whip. You talk big, then this is what you get in my whip.
Crank 'em up.
Than Bruce Lee. My whip got whip appeal. Hoes be like, who's he? I have them zoned out. Chicks be in a 2-3. How many chicks in the whip? Shit, 2 or 3. I'm Winnie the Pooh, cause I'm stacking his honey. Ride fast like I'm Bobby LaBunny. Yeah, my hobby is money. Yup, yup, my whip stay stunning. My blades be chopping, kinda like Paul Bunyan. I ain't a lumberjack, I'm more like a thundercat. 2 T's and you don't wanna know what's under that. Yup, yup, and I bet my motor clean. Gorillas in the trunk so everybody notice me. Crank them up when you see me riding blades, fool. Screens in my whip and I'm watching Blade 2. I'm counting cash with the big money grip. Watching American Pimp, yup, yup, in my whip.
Yup, in my whip, yup, in my whip. Yup, yup, in my whip. Yup, in my whip, yup, in my whip. Yup, in my whip, yup, in my whip. Yeah, in my whip. Yeah, in my yep,
yeah, in my whip. Yep, in my whip. Yes, sir.
In my whip.
Oh, man, that's a club.
Yeah, man.
I love doing this shit.
I love it.
That's that crunk.
Yeah, in my yep. Yeah, in my whip. Yeah, in my whip. Yeah, in my yep. Yeah, in my whip.
Ooh, I like that drum roll at the end. That shit is hot. Ron G right there, man. Feeling that cut, bro.
I gotta say, man, I love doing this shit. God damn.
Yeah, no.
Can you change up that beat? You got anything more energy?
What's that? Beat wise?
Oh, wake me up, man.
Alright.
That'll do.
Is that faster for you? It's a little bit better. You need to bring your own energy, like, you asshole.
You're right.
Don't rely on background music. You fucker.
Oh my god. Okay. No, man, I love doing this shit. God, I could fucking do it all day. Just because all the music we get to listen to. I burned a CD of all the like the
greatest hits.
Yeah, I did, man. I was driving over. It's about a 40-minute drive listening. I was like, damn. Man, there's so much underground talent that just doesn't get heard. It's sad. It's so fucking sad.
Yeah, man, we've been fucking blessed, dog, to hear some of these artists. I'm just, man, I'm still waiting for that day when fucking LB or Quest or any of these dudes, man,
whoever
comes out and just like, boom, we got signed to Universal, we got signed to so-and-so, and
just make it.
Yeah, they heard us on Hood Hype. That's like, that would be the icing on the cake to say if they got discovered on our show. But just regardless, I just want these people that we play to fucking make it, man. Just
yeah,
keep grinding, doing your thing, and I swear to God, I'm going to be proud as hell.
We're doing our best, man. We want everybody to get out there. And hopefully, the plan, I mean, one of the plans is to start doing the A&R distribution CDs.
For sure.
Yeah,
Man, let's go ahead and talk about that.
Possibilities are endless, man. There's so many ideas we got in the works, man. I mean, there's... Yeah. We got 10 people that are all coming together, and we're all coming up with all these ideas. We just want to make... We want everybody to hear the fucking underground, man.
Yeah,
that's what it's about.
Let's talk about that, though. It's the Hood Hype. It's going to be called the Artist Blast. And basically, we're going to have the top 50 DJs and A&Rs, top 50, whoever's the hottest 50 in the country.
Yeah.
At that point in time, man. And we're going to do it quarterly. So whatever the best shit that we've played on Hood Hype over the last quarter, we're going to put it on a CD, ship it to these people, say, look, we feature underground artists. This is the hottest shit that we done heard in the last 3 months.
Right, right.
Lay it out there like that. And hopefully some good shit will come out of it. And I can't see nothing good not coming because we play some good shit, man.
We do.
And these A&Rs got fucking ears. They gonna hear it and hopefully it'll jump off, man.
That's why it's so important about the voting shit, man. I mean, when we put out the stuff to say, you know, push people to vote, make them vote. It ain't got to do with us, man. It's
yes,
about for
indeed.
You. It's for you.
Get your votes in, man.
We ain't making money off you, man.
For sure.
We'll make money off of my white ass because I'm just a fucking genius.
You're a fucking star. Yes, you are.
I know, man. I'm the star of the show. Everybody listens to Hood Hype for me. They do right now. Hey, man, what's up?
Go ahead. Say something
Call
cool.
313.
Say something so
fucking
live, dog.
I will. Fucking Raekwon, Heaven and Hell.
That was...
It's pretty cool.
Round of applause for the white man, J-Mac. Doing his damn thing.
Hold on, I'm going to go on a fro rant. Fro, you ain't around, so I'm going to fuck with you. Black people. I can't think of anything.
Say,
that
man,
his
favorite is white people, like white people.
I want to get out of fucking Tom.
Listen to Fro. I will not steer you wrong. That dude be killing me, man. Fro, baby, where you at, man?
Yeah, man, he's out.
It's a fight now. Y'all probably hear shit upstairs, man. People wilding.
I can't believe that. Speaking
drinking.
Of that, fucking Barrera, man. You're not on his side.
Fuck,
I thought you were a Barrera fan, man.
No, sir, never been.
The chin. He's got a fucking chin of steel,
him.
Man.
He ain't had no chin of steel when Pacquiao beat his ass and put him down 3 times in the same fight. Fuck Barrera. Now Pac, man. No, we can talk. That's my guy. I fuck with Pac heavy. Fuck Barrera though. Fuck
wow.
Morales.
Man, you're hating motherfucker.
I probably saw a razor right about now.
You know
people
what?
Like,
you know what?
Like
I hope. You know what? I like all athletes, and I hope everybody wins.
That's the gay. That's the gay answer. We don't do that, man. We don't do that. But you all be talking about me. You ready to jump into this LB interview?
Yeah.
Let's
jump into
that.
Let's
do
that,
man. This is LBZ.
Yeah.
Winner episode number 41, man.
No doubt.
I had the song with AZ. She was a monster banger, man.
Yeah,
so let's go ahead and check out this
definitely.
LB interview real
dude,
quick.
Dude works.
For sure.
Hello?
Hey, this LB?
Yeah.
What's good, fam? This Major from Hood Hype.
This is J-Mac, man. What's going on?
What's good, homie?
Sure, not too much, cuz. What's popping with you?
Same old. Working on some beats and shit.
Let's jump into it.
Yeah, so first off, man, congratulations, bro. I mean, shit, you took the crown. That track was hot as hell.
Featuring AZ. Oh, no.
In the first, yeah, man. So how'd y'all hook up? How'd you get AZ on the track?
That was thanks to Static Selector Dan Green.
Oh, you got
to help me put that together.
You got connects with him, huh?
Uh huh.
That dude's all over.
Yeah.
He's from around the way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just a matter of time.
Oh, that's cool. Now you mentioned Static. You got any connects or anything coming up with Royce? Maybe because I know they work together heavy.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to put something together with Royce right now. I really want to make that happen.
I feel that, man.
No doubt.
I feel that. So, did y'all and AZ record actually in the studio, or was it the type of deal where you sent him the track, he put his vocals down?
Yeah, basically just like that.
Is that your beat, too?
No, that was my boy, DC.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He does, like, almost all of my beats.
Okay.
That's a fire track, though, man. I mean, it's pretty obvious why it got number one.
Yeah,
I
that shit was hard.
That shit was hot.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, what you got planned up next, man? Because, I first saw you, man, over there on Beat Trader on the message board. That's the first time I came across you. And, so I know you be doing your thing with the production, and I saw the Minority Report CD. What you got coming out next?
Basically, Minority Report Volume 2.
Okay.
I got my album out right now, Good Morning America. You know?
Where can listeners buy that from?
They can get that right on my MySpace website.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So what's going on in New Hampshire, man? You don't hear about anybody coming from New Hampshire. That's different.
New Hampshire, man, it's a totally different scene out here. You know what I mean? While most other areas, you know, every other artist is fighting with every other artist to come up, and everybody wants to be the first dude to blow up. But out here, it's like cats work together to make, you know, the scene better. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's cool. So y'all sound like that's y'all got fresh. A good movement then, where everybody ain't hating, y'all trying to uplift shit instead of bring each other down.
It's nothing like Detroit, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Detroit ain't like that.
You can't make no money, you spend all your time beefing with somebody else, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. So just as a city, man, what's it looking like, man, as far as, like, you know, blacks, whites, is there many black people in New Hampshire, or is it...
I'll tell you, man, there's a good number of black people out here, but it's like, we the ill minority out here.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I feel that. I feel that, man. So on your album, man, because you got skills on the beats, man. I'm going to go ahead and give it up. I done heard some of your production. You be doing your thing. Is you doing the majority on your album, or you got, you know, lots of other cats putting down production too?
I did like maybe four tracks on my album.
Okay.
I got a bunch from PC. I got some from my boy D-Cap and one from my boy Adonis. He did that Everybody Runs joint.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was hot as hell, too.
Yeah, I remember that one.
He's all the way from Norway, too, so.
Whoa, really?
Right there.
That's what's up, man. You
didn't know that.
That's a lie. I feel that.
Wow.
So, shit, man, any tours going on?
Not just yet, man. Hopefully this summer.
Okay.
Hopefully this summer.
Okay.
I'm going to have all the dates up on my MySpace by, like, May, so.
Okay, go ahead and drop your MySpace page too, man. Plug that in there.
MySpace.com/LBZ. LBEEZY.
All yeah. right. That's what's up.
And you can check it out up on the website too, under the voting. If you go to episode 41, listeners, you can check it out.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. All right, LB, man. Thanks for taking the time to holler at us, bro.
No doubt, man.
Best of luck, man.
Y'all keep doing what y'all do, man.
We're going to do that, bro. Stay easy.
All right, guys. Yeah.
See, the thing is,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Shout out to LBZ.
The thing is this is a perfect example. This is a perfect fucking example of what I'm talking about.
What's up?
With independent artists, man. I, this whole fucking show is gonna be about independent artists.
Yeah.
That's the thing is.
That's our, you know.
I wish more people would work like that. I mean, this dude, he made connections. He's doing the work. He's making a fucking business out of it. And there's the people who'd be like. There'll be people that'll be like,
I know exactly where you're going.
There'll be people who'll be like doing three shows and be like, yeah, man, I'm doing big things. I sold fucking 150 albums. And then they're bitching because they ain't got no money to line their pockets with. It's like, man, do some work. Save up some money. Pay fucking AZ to come out and feature on your album.
Yeah, because I've seen what LB doing, man. That's the definition of grind. Like, connections, man. Making shit like jump off a Static Selector.
Don't even kiss ass. Said, don't suck dick. Do business,
yeah,
man.
Even though he said that dude is from his hometown, regardless, he made the connect. He made shit happen. So, man, you cannot be mad at that, man. That's grind. That's hustle. That's determination, man. I love it.
It's because some people have a fucking passion for the music they're making. People like to make music. And then there's other people that are like, I'll make music, but I'm gonna try to make money at it. It's like, no, man. Love what you do.
Money will come.
The money will come.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's get into another track. Speaking of
for real.
Independent artists, man, we got some good shit.
Yes, we do.
Man, you what do you want to get to? You want to get Keel?
Yeah, we can hit that Keel, man. Keel's a deep cat, too, man. My man's from Oakland. We played him before. He had a song called My Life.
We found him on GarageBand, right?
Yep.
First
Garage
track.
GarageBand, grinding, doing his thing. But dude is just real deep about just... Basically, just about being a fucking man, about life shit in general. I love the message in his music. The dude's a deep cat. He's a real thinker, man. So let's go ahead and jump into this track. This one's called So Proud. This is Hood Hype, man. Episode number 43.
Keep doing it.
Yes, sir.
I keep my head up, y'all. keep you here.
If they are, won't you get up, y'all? Let the world know we ain't finna let up, y'all.
We ain't finna let up.
I'm so proud, I'ma say it loud. I stand up tall, I keep my head up, y'all. Keep your head up, won't you get up, y'all? Let the world know we ain't finna let up, y'all.
Stand for something. Homie, be a man for something. Think far down the road, you got a plan for something. No telling how life is gonna be when kids in elementary get as old as me. We gotta make advances, make some changes happen. It's more than basketball and trying to make it rapping. Yeah, I know this ghetto life has got our vision cloudy. We lack the leadership to keep our kids from being rowdy. That's why I'm speaking up. Achilles had enough of seeing streets so rough. Murder rates and handcuffs, they couldn't stand us. Once upon a time, we demanded freedom. We flooded voting lines, and now they stand us. Hands up against the wall, they help us take the fall with cocaine and alcohol. It was against the law to educate a slave. Now ghetto schools produce dropouts every day.
I'm so proud, I'ma say it loud. I stand up tall, I keep my head up, y'all. If you're fed up, won't you get up, y'all? Let the world know we ain't finna let up, y'all.
For living in my skin. My father fought the crack monster, but he didn't win. So many of my kin share the same storyline. Death and poverty, all created by design. That's why we find a liquor store on every block. Fatherless kids and young dudes getting shot. I treat my kids like stock, I invest in them. Watch them mature, won't let the Wild West get them. Won't let them text hit them, give them what they need to learn. Cause what they know determines what they gonna earn. Want them to earn the most, want them to be the best. I know they'll be prepared for when they leave the nest. I wanna see the rest of my people do the same. Do more than just maintain, I wanna win the game.
I'm so proud, I'ma say it loud. I stand up tall, I keep my head up, y'all. If you're fed up, won't you get up, y'all? Let the world know we ain't finna let up, y'all. I'm so proud, I'ma say it loud. I stand up tall, I keep my head up, y'all. If you're fed up, won't you get up, y'all? Let the world know we ain't finna let up, y'all.
It's time for action, forget all the talking. We've been crawling for years and now it's time we get walking. It's time for action, forget all the talking. We've been crawling for years and now it's time we get walking.
I got a cousin, he made it to the top. I said congratulations, but then he just forgot. It's been a long time, I ain't heard nothing from him. I never called and asked, cause he don't owe me nothing. I ain't mad, no, I don't wish him nothing ill. Cause there's so many others that turn king of the hill. I just keep it real, I will until I make it. Stay on top of my hustle, and know I never fake it. Cause where I come from, most of us still survive. We economically depressed, but we still alive. We still breathing, still eating, still queuing on the weekend. In the face of so much pain, we adapt all the same. That's why we came so far, we got miles ahead. I feel so connected, I will until I'm dead. Till then I feel your head, with nothing but the truth. We need a new direction, new leaders for the youth.
I'm so proud,
so proud.
I'ma say it loud, I stand up tall. I stand keep up my tall. Head up, y'all, yeah. If you're fed up, won't you get up, y'all?
Get
up. The world know we ain't finna let up, y'all.
We ain't finna let up.
I'm so proud, so proud. I'ma say it loud, I stand up tall. I
stand
keep
up
my
tall.
Head up, y'all,
yeah.
If you're keep fed up, up, won't you get up, y'all? Let the world know we ain't finna let up, y'all.
We ain't letting up.
I'm so proud,
so proud.
I'ma say it loud, I stand up tall. I keep my head up, y'all,
yeah.
If you're fed up, won't you get up, y'all? Let the world know we ain't finna let up, y'all. I'm so proud, I'ma say it loud. I stand up tall, I keep my head up, y'all. If you're fed up, won't you get up, y'all? Let the world know we ain't finna let up, y'all.
It's time for action.
Yes, sir. That's a kill right there.
Man, he's got good production. Wow, I'm loud. There we go. He's that's good. I like Akil, man. He's always got good messages in his stuff, and he's got to be an older cat, man, because he's knowledgeable.
Yeah, he do.
I like
he be
that
on
dude.
Some deep shit, man.
Yeah.
For real. No doubt. So shout out to Akil, man.
Yeah, it's my seal of approval, dude. Man, what the fuck, man?
What's up?
Oh, I don't know, man. We're kind of like freewheeling today.
Yeah, we are, man. But man, I blame myself for jumping off on a rant to begin the show, but
no, I don't think that's it.
I had to, man.
Let it out.
I'm passionate about hip hop, man, about what we do. And to me, it's like, if you're gonna take all the artistic value, man, like if the message in the song don't mean nothing no more, then why are we doing what we do?
Exactly.
That's how I see it.
No,
if that's the case,
beautiful.
Then fuck it, I might as well throw away my keyboards, mixing board. Throw it all in the trash because it don't mean nothing.
Because if you're sitting there like, oh yeah, this one's gonna make me some money.
Exactly. If I'm making beats for the bitch in the club and not for myself, then why? Fuck, that's not gonna give me no appreciation.
Right.
I don't like that.
And it ain't even about. It's about like, and maybe it's a pride thing. I don't know. When I do it, I just like sit down there. I mean, and I'm not by any means any even close to what you do production wise. But I mean, when I'm down there fucking around on a keyboard or on a, you know, and the drums and shit, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's like nothing crosses my mind. It's just, I mean, it's a release. I love to make music.
You getting out what you got in your head, what the sound that you want to give out. You gonna do it, and then afterwards, you hope people can feel it.
Yeah,
but you ain't worried about it when you're doing it.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But
and then there's people saying, well, I mean, it's a hot beat, but it's not hot enough to play in the club. Well, yeah, all right, fuck
a you. Club.
All right,
you know what
have
I'm saying?
Fun with it.
And that's what killed me, because hip hop at its beginning, that shit wasn't about what bitches is.
Yep.
Hip hop was about b-boys, man. About, you know, about the fucking streets, man.
That's
about,
goddamn, man. They're fucking falling over
getting
up there.
Cronko, the fight must be good. I'm missing out.
Did it already start?
The undercard is already going.
Oh, fuck undercard.
Yeah, I'm not worried till the main event.
The Prodigy, man. The Prodigy. Prodigy. I keep going back to it because Prodigy shocked the fuck out of me, man. I mean, the thing was is that what Blood Money album was like.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm
garbage.
A Mobb Deep fan, but it was ass.
We're supposed to be interviewing Sha Money XL, by the way, today, but it's going to be coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm not going to go too deep on how much I wasn't feeling the the Blood Money album. Yeah. But, I mean, the purchases speak for themselves. I mean, it sold like, it didn't sell anything what Mobb Deep sold before. But then you listen to a couple of the singles off of that one, Return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac.
Jesus.
Gangsta is fuck.
That fucking Mac 10
period.
Handle. I mean, even
Mac
the videos.
Handle,
you know he's not
on,
doing that shit on the label.
Stuck on you.
Yeah.
New York shit.
It's not on the label.
Yeah, it's on fucking Koch.
It's on a mixtape.
It's his own shit.
Yeah, so it's like,
what
that's
Alchemist,
the thing.
What Alchemist running the whole production.
You know what? He's Alchemist only got one track with Alchemist, to be honest.
On Return of Mac?
Yeah.
Nah.
Havoc did like 80% of that bitch. I swear to God, kid you not.
Who did Mac 10 handle?
That's Alchemist, probably.
And
I don't
Stuck
remember.
On You with Alchemist.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I'm fucking crazy. I saw some fucked up fucking
credits. I
gotta
see the credits. I don't know. I love Alchemist though.
I don't know, man. But either way, I mean, Return of the Mac. You know that shit's gonna be classic.
It's the real shit.
And it's gonna fuck. Who knows how much it's gonna sell? But my point is, what the fuck, man? I mean, why is that shit so hot when last year Blood Money was like fucking candy shop shit?
Yeah, you right.
I don't
you
know.
Right. The way I see it, man, this is like, to me, the thing that's in the equation is major labels. It's
exactly.
Like when you go to Koch, you ain't got, you can sell 100,000 units on Koch and make some fucking
no.
Chips.
That's what the Dipset's doing right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Jim Jones sold what, 350,000?
Yeah.
You balling.
Hell
like,
no doubt.
Balling all the way to the fucking
oh, he
bank.
Is.
And then you got cats like Lloyd Banks selling 350 on a major, and you fuck.
Where did he go?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So to me, that's the equation. Fuck the majors, dog. Exactly. Fuck the majors. Let's take that shit independent, baby. Let's go independent. Do what the fuck you feel. Make real music. And real music is gonna sell 100,000, 200,000, and you live like a fucking king and keep your respect intact. Because to me, man, when you water down your shit and pussy out, you're fucking gay.
Yeah. That's why I made sure people
gay.
Like Duck Down and Sean Price are gonna
straight
make
up,
it, man.
Man.
That's,
real
a, that's
music,
where the future
man.
Is, man.
And they eating over there and keeping their fucking integrity, and I love it.
Yep,
I love to see it.
Shout to Noah, man. Shout to Noah and fucking Drew Ha and Sean
yeah,
Price.
Shot everybody
Buckshot,
over there,
all
man.
Of them,
and everybody else, fucking coast to coast, is keeping it real, doing their thing, and they're not watering down their shit. Fuck the masses, man. Do you?
Yep.
Period.
They're doing the majors are doing to hip hop music what they did to hair band. Wait a second. What they did to punk rock. That's what I should say. They're doing to hip hop music what they did to punk rock. And they fucking mashed punk rock down to the fucking floor. And you don't hear shit about punk rock anymore.
Yeah.
Not that I listen to it. I just know somebody who's an avid punk rock listener.
He schooled you on the whole thing.
He did, man. It's the exact same thing is happening to hip hop. It's a vicious cycle, man. It's happening right now. So, I mean, iTunes, let's do it. iTunes, fucking podcasting, all that shit. Fucking gonna run it over.
Yeah, shout out to iTunes Street Official.
Yeah, man, iTunes, who is it? iTunes Street Official, mixtapeshow.net, fucking...
Extravagangsta
Radio!
Hell yeah, shout out to Raz.
Raz does his thing. Who else is there out there? I mean, there's fucking the Jay Pitts Show. There's, man, I listen to them all.
Yeah.
Who else is there? Jay Pitts Show. I mean, you can look all these up in iTunes.
Yep.
There's tons, man.
But they are the doing their part show, to keep real hip-hop on the map.
Iconocastic. Fuck, man. The list goes on. There's lots of great hip-hop shows. Indie artists, man, submit your shit here and submit them to everybody else.
For sure.
That's what we're here for. Let's get into another track. You think
We preaching today, baby. We preaching.
Fucking underground music, man. Make it happen. Yeah, make it happen. We just Here's the thing, man. We got new equipment. And, I mean... We're feeling this shit. We put money into it. We love what we do. We keep doing it. Let's fucking hear some more music. Sure. That's what we're here for.
We're taking y'all to church today, baby.
This shit's interesting.
Independent church, damn it.
This next track is fun.
This from Buddy, man.
I'm gonna be honest. It could be polished a little bit.
A little bit. It could be cleaned up. But the story is nuts, man.
It got voted up, and you'll find out why it got voted up when you hear it.
Yeah, Butter had me wanting to kill this bitch. I don't even know her, man. This shit right here is fucking crazy, man.
Killer.
Butter is killer. Called Trish.
Killer.
Interesting story to say the least, man. Check it out.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Episode 43. Yeah.
Hey yo, once upon a time I stumbled across a dime. Got the strut in the thighs, give sight to the blind. See me, I shoot a slug, I bruise a thug. But deep down inside, man, I'm a fool for love. Yo, let me tell you a little story about what happened to the boy. A bitch named Trish, when I see her, it's on. Many men can relate to a petty women friend. Sit back and listen, this is how my story begins. Yo, I seen her, she had me one, give her the business. Look good enough to sop up with a biscuit. As I proceed to step out the Cadillac, I said to my man, yo, I got to have that anyway. Got the number, start talking, got closer. Sexing on the sofa, everything kosher. She wasn't no ordinary bitch or whore. Man, I never knew a love like this before. She hit the store for the war, rain, hail, sleet, snow. And grab a deuce of Bud Ice and a bag of Cheetos. Got a thuggish D-Lo, but she act like a lady. Shaped like a Coke bottle, drive another crazy. Took around town, riding shiny in the caddy. Love it when she call me Big Daddy. It's whatever's what honey was about. Got the slicing out there when Kim was running her mouth. She let me stay at a crib when I was ducking the law. I ain't even gonna lie, man, I was fucking her raw. We was running this town like Barney and Clyde. You couldn't fuck with her. She had the dawn on the side. I even introduced her to my family and shit. But mama told me I don't like that bitch. Lesson to be learned, should've listened to my mom. Cause Trish was a shiesty ass bitch all along. Yo, Trish, are you bitch? You tried to stop a nigga plans to get rich. You was my girl, you was my friend. But in a small world, I'm gonna see your ass again. Yo, I was talking that sweet on that lovey-dovey shit. My dugs used to tell me, oh, nigga, you whip. I wasn't trying to cheat, I was blind to the midnight. Words can't express, it was something about the kids. I thinking to myself, this could be the one. Behind closed doors, getting busy with the tongue. Took a trip out of town, make a move right quick. Came back a day later, story goes like this. I goes up in the house, duffel bags of that work. And then I realized somebody hit me where it hurt. I'm looking all around like, where the fuck is my shit? Then I'm thinking to myself, this little trifling bitch. She done cleaned out my safe and my stash spot and my Timberland box where I keep my rocks. And she done took all my clothes and my Nikes. Trish even took my 400 degrees CE. Woldie, you should have seen all the shit this bitch took. And left my black ass stuck with the dick look. How the hoot she gonna use me for a caper? Damn, why she wanna stick me for my paper? Hurt me to my heart, girl, how you did that? After all I done did for your apple head ass?
Truth be told, you set me back a couple dollars. So when I catch your ass, it's gon' be a problem. I'm searching for my love, I've been asking around. But Trish petty ass ain't nowhere to be found. Room around town that she moved down south. Talking country and got them goals in the mouth. And this goes out to my senorita. Mama said, knock you out when I see ya. Fuck you, Trish, you bitch, you lame. If that is your real name.
Love you, bitch. That's that cut right there, man. Butter, man.
Submit some more shit. Fucking B-more, man. Out of B-more. I love B-more. Keep doing it, man. Damn. Damn.
That shit right there is gutter, man. Butter. Feeling it.
Oh, man.
I'm feeling that.
So what were you saying? All right, so damn it. You know what sucks is we'll be getting in like these breaks, like in between songs, and we'll be getting in these really deep conversations. Like, why are we recording this right now?
And we get the best debates.
Yeah, I know, man. It's like, man. So you were saying, like, you think the industry is like Star Wars? You say you can apply Star Wars to everything?
You can, man. I'm a Star Wars fan, y'all. Y'all hear it here. Major's a fucking Star Wars geek. But for real, man.
Dude, wait,
like,
hold on. I think you just got a shade lighter just now. Hold on.
Seriously, though, man, like, if you look at the game, man, you got your, the dark side, to me, is the major conglomerates, man. They, like, and the other, oh, this is the illest analogy, dog.
What's that?
It's fast food versus soul food.
Oh,
that's
what?
That's the realness. You got your, fast food is your mass-produced, quick, you don't give a fuck about the consumer, you just want to sell.
Yeah, make money.
You don't care if
make
it's going to kill them, give them cancer, give them a heart attack, and hip-hop parallel, you don't care if it's going to kill hip-hop. Take the game down the toilet. You don't care. You just want that $9.99.
Yeah.
That's fast food. You got your soul food, which is your real food, which is the good cooking that artists love cooking the shit up. We love being in the kitchen coming up with the real shit. If you, man, I swear to God, man, I've tried to make commercial beats. I don't enjoy doing it.
Nobody does.
It fucking sucks. It might come out hot. People be like, man, that shit's going to bang in the club. I don't like it, though. That don't bring me no enjoyment.
You can't bring me no diamonds on my necklace. Diamonds on my necklace. Diamond, nah, diamond.
I can do it, but no? I don't like to.
Come on, man, make some.
So that's that soul food versus that real food,
man. I hear you.
And like I said, dark side versus good side. To me, man, we the fucking rebels, man. We going against the grain, trying to bring real shit, keep real shit alive. And I gotta give a big shout out to all these artists that had the balls to release gutter shit for their lead off single.
No doubt.
Nas, number one, hip hop is dead.
And I never thought about it this way.
Most people would never touch that record for a single. Yeah. Is you serious?
Yeah.
Game, One Blood. Ain't nothing commercial about that whole fucking track. Mm-mm. Gutter from top to bottom. Straight up.
Jay-Z
went soft on Show Me What You Got. But since then, he came out with Lost Ones and then Minority Report.
And he did Run Away. Oh, no. Wait, what the fuck am I talking about? That's ludicrous.
Wow. But both, wow. Both gutter songs, you know what I'm saying? Real music.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes balls, man. And like I'm saying, like, people say, well, if we release a real song as a single, it ain't gonna sell. That's not true. The problem is they put all this money behind the candy sugar coated bullshit. If y'all put that same money behind real music and push it, niggas will go to the stores and buy it. The reason niggas don't buy CDs is because we worry that when we go pay our $10, $11.99, we're gonna get an album full of maybe 3 real tracks and the rest is gonna be sugar-coated pussy music, man.
I gotta say, though, man, I don't know if I buy that 100%, and the reason is because I mean the way I look at it is the consumer, I mean, as far as like the buying public, mm-hmm. I think people like we were saying earlier, I think people like us are the minority. I think you and I don't think there's people that appreciate the music, and the reason I say that is, I mean, even my wife, you know, she doesn't really give a shit about the fucking lyrical content. If someone can shake their ass to it, she's like, God damn, that shit's hot. And
no
she
disrespect,
wants
it. That's the problem of where the game is gone. The game is no gone disrespect. Towards, I mean, catering towards a white market. And that's bad for business. Because you can take it back 10 years, man. You had people like Tupac and Biggie.
Well, it was before the execs found out, like, God damn, this is a hit shit.
It's a gold mine.
Yeah.
But you had people like Tupac and Biggie. Selling million. They had the fuck you. Was you the one telling me Tupac's record sales? You told
shit,
me
9 million.
Yeah,
fucking,
man. Shit, I mean, that nobody is gonna match ever fucking again. You wanna know why they were so high? It's because black folks was buying this shit as well as white people.
Yeah.
Nowadays, black folks been backed off, and you got white people as your main consumers, and the game is out of fucking order.
White women,
basically.
That's true.
White women you and black women. Black women be buying the shit too. Black Women Black. I don't, oh, that I can't cold. Shake my ass to it, man. Fuck, man. That ain't what. Oh, that's not what it's about, man.
We want real shit.
If you
want
to shake your ass, go buy Justin Timberlake. Go buy Usher. Go buy that shit, man. Not rap, man.
No.
Rap. And these rappers that keep making this candy coated shit just to soothe them females, y'all pussy too. Flat out, man.
I don't know, man. I love me some Young Jock.
What? I know you don't.
What?
I know you don't.
Man, I wonder, could we get in trouble for spinning this this new single by Freeway? Is that bad news?
Probably, man.
Okay.
God, I wouldn't touch
it. I want to see your opinion.
It'll be on the blog, though.
Okay, I'll post it up there. I just wanted to see if you
get in trouble that way.
I wanted to see if I can corner you into playing it. I've been keep trying to get this dude to play at least one.
I love Freeway, though. Freeway's all right. Oh,
Freeway and Skills. It's Freeway and Skills.
I don't like that dude.
I'm telling you, so man. Much. You're that's why I wanted
that
to see.
That year in review shit, I'm not.
No, I know, but I mean, you gotta hear the track. I'm up when I post it up. I want to see what your comment is.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's interesting. It's interesting. God damn it. Yeah, that's the thing though. Speaking of interesting, we want to know what you think. Seriously, I want to know what the listeners think. What do you want to hear us talk more about? 313-406-7577. Tell us what you want to hear.
Yeah, because we done
is
heard
it more
it all.
Music? Do we got to talk less? Tell us what you want. And no, I mean our numbers are growing bigger, faster now. I don't know why.
True.
But I just want to know what the listeners want to hear. And personally, I mean,
because we get a lot of our feedback, a lot of it's from the artists. We get mad, crazy love from the artists. And I mean, to me, I mean, that's kind of to be expected because we represent them tough.
Yeah.
And that's what.
And there's tons
of listeners. About.
Thousands
we
and thousands.
We got thousands
of listeners.
Of listeners that just be silent. They like the silent majority.
Yeah.
They're the majority of our audience, but they don't really speak up.
Yeah. info@hoodhype.com or 313-406-7577. Let us know what you're thinking, man. I want to know. Major wants to know.
For
we want to
sure.
know what's going on, man.
What we want to know what the audience is looking like.
You're
man.
Looking at the paper. You want to go to the last track, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't. I want to talk about these bitches for a minute,
oh,
man.
Yes.
I could, you know,
gotta
we can't
quiet,
let one
though.
Episode go
the
by.
Women. What's it? Oh, about the women?
Yeah, we have to. Oh, gotta touch on it just
okay.
a little bit, man. Now, Fro.
Okay,
Fro, if you're listening, dude, I know you're going to hear the show. You and I love Salma Hayek probably more than all of y'all, but
oh
them pictures
God.
You sent,
preggers,
man. Yeah, that kind of turned me off a little bit. And I like pregnant. Some pregnant women be glowing, be beautiful, but she just look
in
like,
the face, and that's about
man,
it.
Yeah, she looked.
Oof.
Yeah, it wasn't a good look for Salma. I wasn't feeling it.
Oof.
And speaking of bras, man, hoodhype.com/blog Battle of the Hip Hop Models Round
oh,
2.
Oh yes, oh yes,
about to drop.
Dude, my
straight
boat.
Up, it's real close. It's Esther Baxter versus Vita Guerra, second
dude,
time around.
Esther, oh my God.
Yeah, Esther is
I've had a few, so I'm like, I'm ready just to go upstairs and start banging on my girl. So I'm like, thinking about Esther right now. I'm like, God damn.
Esther's unreal, man. She is.
Woo! Fucking girl's face, man. I swear to God, she
freakily
murders me.
That's just like, that's my all time.
I'm saying
favorite.
Her face. She's got the best titties and the best ass. I'm like, her face, man.
It really is for me from top to bottom. You can't go wrong with
oh
Esther.
My God. I hope my girl doesn't listen to this shit. Oh my God, man. Hold on. I go to the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
No, Esther that. Baxter is fucking. Dude, I'm not kidding, man. That girl, she's always been my favorite for like fucking 5 years.
Oh, yeah, my
Esther,
God. She's banging. And that's.
Bye,
I like Freakily. I like the chick, but I didn't even know what her name was. And you put me up on a name. You were like Esther Baxter. I'm like, who is Esther Baxter?
You're like, who's that? Esther
he was
Baxter.
Like, Freakily. I'm like, oh shit. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She ain't gonna win. She's not gonna win.
She is gonna win.
I'm sorry to say. I hope she does.
If Joanna Shari came within 19 votes of Vita, Esther will whoop that ass.
I hope so. I hope
you
so.
You hear me, Fro? I'm talking to you, cousin.
No, man. Esther
she
gets
going
it from
down,
me.
Man.
Esther's a woman.
Vita going down, but even though, man, that fucking King magazine. Oh,
dude, that was. Do you see that spread leg one where she's sitting on the chair?
Yeah, man.
Woo!
And we got them photos on the blog, too, man.
Yep.
Go check them
go
out.
Yep.
Vita.
Smarten up
on
Nas,
chair.
By the way. Thanks for the hookup on the pick. Smarten
up
Nas.
Shout out to Smart Out Nas, man. Running the lovely site
keep
over there.
Keep doing your thing.
For sure.
Feeling.
But Vita sitting over there spread eagle with the monk just hanging.
Monk. It wasn't even hanging. That shit's all tucked up nice tight.
He said tucked up. It looked juicy.
Oh,
that's
God.
All, that's all
shit.
I can say. So she going to be hard
oh,
to beat.
Shit.
But now, man, I'm a controversial chick for me. New York. What the fuck is you on, dog?
I don't know, man. See, that's
what,
the thing.
What do you see? Please, tell me.
I don't know. She's fucking slutty.
Fucking walk around with her eyes closed, man. What
the fuck,
who fuck
cares?
Is that?
Her eyes, I don't even see
I'll
her eyes when
her
face
her
is buried
up,
into
man.
The
she,
pillow. You know, I mean.
her body's not all that neither. Though.
It isn't. She's got big old titties. Big old bitties.
Big fake ones.
Fuck, so what? She just looks so skanky, man. I love that crack whore.
New York is garbage to me, man. I'm not feeling it. She's trash.
Oh,
period.
Shit.
But, shit, man.
Let's jump into a new track, man. You want to jump in the last track?
Yeah, we can do that, man.
White boy.
I want
white boy
talk
alert.
About the chicks, but
white
right.
boy alert.
We'll go
white
into
boy alert.
The track.
White boy alert.
Shoot, man, what are we about to jump into, man? Let's go into this D1. That's our last yeah. cut for the
white
day, man.
White boy alert.
And we had D1, man. This is another track featuring AZ. Shit, man, AZ is the man. We gotta get him on an interview, man.
No,
we didn't have artists.
We almost did for a while there, but it kind of backed out.
Yeah,
so.
It fell through on us. Yep. But D1 featuring AZ, man.
Damn,
check
I didn't realize
out.
That we got two AZs in here. Fucking
hell
A.
yeah!
Make it happen. Make it happen.
Yeah. Oh God, man. It's a new beginning. Whole new vibe in life. It's what we do. And I've been tight since my first BMX bike. Never dressed nice, as I'm handling the management side. Second nature, rebels run, men among mice. Bend your mind from red rum, white ice. React to me, redefine the culture. The absolute proof, the visualizer so sus. Not a hobby, kamikaze with a deep dish as Maseratis. Wannabes eating off Machiavelli and Bob Marley. Camaraderie's thick, destined for more. Knowing I got style, but I gotta flex to be sure. Heads registering the form. Thinking back, ink to tatty on the left forearm. Drink to that, bringing Maddie to the studio. Is such a beautiful thing. He knows his brother's no cubicle main. Student of the game who one day trapped his favorite rapper down. Dapper Dan, hey, Mr. Astro Brown.
Rap
author,
author. It's the anthem.
Old school, now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight.
Some say it's strange, sometimes it's how strange life.
Rap author, author. It's the anthem. Old school, new school, now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight.
Some say it's strange, sometimes it's how strange life.
Jackie, killer cops, Rico X. Vase to just take, homie, we don't ask. I am rapping the flesh, no need for plaques. Though platinum before most, please go back. You know the ever or terror when my team had it on smash. Around the time Pac and B.I.G. passed, task raided the block, lock half my staff, but we grown. Niggas came home, I copped the jag. You know the swag, chopping bags, popping the bags. Call shorty pretty ass till I hop in the cab. Never mad, never me with the same do rag. Never trash, got a knuckle game, can hang with Zab. Play the lab, eating snow crabs, robbing the rap. New York, motherfucker. Was live than that. D1, yeah. AZ, the guard is here. You know the dawn, Satan, all law, you feel.
Rap author, author.
It's the anthem.
Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight.
Some say it's strange, sometimes it's how strange.
Rap author, author. It's the anthem.
Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight.
Some say it's strange, sometimes it's how strange.
So serious, smoke mirrors, rough road to riches. Household alias, D1, global business. Gladiator upon the patty cakers. College graduate with blue collar calluses on his way up. And Brooklyn's other wonder. Catalog should have gone Sugar Hill doing Nas numbers. New England, 6 states and wider, 5 boroughs. Custom coded 05 God Apollo. Nutso son and y'all bitches. Soundbar 3-inch lift kit, Columbia edition. Every option, double N, heavy bag boxing. Quiet money kept under the box spring. You dancing around. I play by my own rules. Scrap my way out like a fight in a phone booth. This love, hate, life, death. Right, wrong, right, left, right, dawn, night, breath, right songs, mic check.
Rap author, author. It's the anthem.
Old school, new school, now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight.
Some say it's strange, sometimes it's how strange.
Rap author, author. It's the anthem.
Old school, new school, now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight.
Some say it's strange, sometimes it's how strange life kicks.
D1 on the track right there.
Man, that beat. God damn.
Yeah, I'm feeling that one, man. That shit right there. A fish. Straight up a
what
fish.
What was that?
I just hiccup, man. Drank too much, dog. Drank too much, man. You caught me. You bust me out. Supposed to let that roll. Why you put me on Front Street?
Hey, who said we were professional broadcasters?
Man, come on, man. All right, man, sports shit real quick going down, man. NCAA tournament, man. My pick, Florida repeat champions. What the fuck is going on? I'm hearing double tracks.
Wow. I got Wisconsin on it, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
I got Wisconsin.
Stop.
I got Wisconsin.
Fucking
Badgers. Watch what happens.
All I know is the fucking Buckeyes. Y'all going home by the third round, so y'all, I feel y'all thinking
number
y'all
one
fresh.
Seed, man. Number
they
one
can
seed.
Eat a dick. I read an article trying to compare these Buckeyes to the Fab Five from Michigan. I'm motherfucker, please.
Oh, yeah, fucking corruption wise?
They probably are. They just ain't got caught yet.
Yeah, no shit.
But talent wise, fuck them. Quick fuck score them. For y'all, man. North Carolina 50, Michigan State 49. No! No!
She brought that I'm score down to you.
No! No! No!
There goes your beer.
Already drank. Yeah, man. North Carolina, y'all better fucking man up.
Wow.
Handle business.
Major man. Is pissed.
Yeah, I hate Spartan. Michigan ain't there, bro. And Tommy Emmerich got fired today.
Oh, look at this dude. We're starting. Let's start from scratch. Let's start the show over. Goddamn, look at this dude. Don't let this guy run the boards after a few beers.
Hey, man, I'm, yeah.
Motherfucker, but drink it. Fucking St. Patrick's Day. Goddamn. Look at this guy.
Double it back. Tommy Emmerich is gone. Michigan got a new coach.
Here, look, I'm gonna do something for you. Look.
Yeah, River, J Mac River dancing.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at
the
right
fucking
now.
Camcorder right now.
I do that special for you, man.
Let's do the rundown, man. Mullyman, green grass, shady trees.
Make it happen.
Baltimore, Maryland. You can check them out. MySpace.com/Mullyman. Shit, Ron G.
We got two Baltimore artists today.
Baltimore
Damn.
Did their fucking thing today.
No doubt.
Ron G. Yep, in my whip featuring Huey. Atlanta, Georgia. Another Atlanta cat, man. They keep on producing.
ATL.
He's a repeat artist. Akil, another repeat artist out of Oakland, California. PlatinumBound.com. Go there and check him out, man. Doing his thing, keeping the shit real. Butter. The yeah. song Trish. I love that track, man. Shit, creative as fuck, man. Fuck Trish, man. I'm with you. I'll smack her too. Straight up, man. Baltimore, Maryland. Check them out.
Oh,
you can email them at Endarian@yahoo.com. And the last artist, man, D1, What We Do, featuring AZ out of Irvine, California, man.
D1MusicOnline.com.
For real.
And by the way, I got to put a note out there.
What's that?
To whoever his publicist is or whoever it is that's been sending us the emails and all that.
Uh-huh.
Hustling, man. This dude is fucking hustling. They want an interview on this show so fucking bad. And look, man, bring us the votes. Put the dude on top. And when the voting
sure.
comes
yeah.
through,
D1 doing his thing.
Put the dude on top, and his interview will come.
For sure.
That's the thing. But man, I gotta give it to dude. He has been grinding.
He's been grinding. And I love to see cats grinding, man. Make it happen, man. Don't sit back and wait for it.
Just get it. Work, man. It ain't easy. And you can email me or Major, and we're more than happy to help you with any input, man. Any
right
input.
Out, man. Any fucking way we can help you, we will try.
Yeah.
Right out. I'm in the same boat as y'all artists, man. We trying to grind. I'm trying to grind. Same shit.
Let's make it happen.
Shout out to James at HipHopDirectory.com. What up, baby?
What up?
For sure.
No doubt.
Shout out to Adam over there at SmoothBeats.com.
Adam, keep doing the damn thing.
That's what's good.
Fucking all of them. Extravagangster Radio.
Shout out to Extravagangster. Shout out to
iTunes.
Street Official.
iTunes Street Official.
Mixtape Show.
Mixtapeshow.net. Fucking who else is there? Fucking J Pitts Show.
Yup.
Fucking who else is there? Iconocastic.
All the other podcasts out there, man, List. Doing the thing, doing what y'all can to keep the hip hop movement going.
Let's keep it
we
up.
We love y'all. We got love for everybody out there doing it.
I'm just going to clap the whole fucking shit through.
It's a love show, man. We sound fucking gay today, dog.
Hey, dude, can I get a hug, man?
No.
Why?
No.
So what we do?
We don't do that. We don't hug.
Why? You
just
hoop?
Cause, yo.
You hug, you don't. You hoop, you don't hug?
Yeah, we hoop. I might give you like a high five or some shit.
Want to do high five, dude?
We can do the high five.
You high five guy?
Go ahead, man.
I want to do high five, guy.
We're too far away, bro.
Why? Hey, guy.
I can't reach that far, bro.
On the
side bastard.
On the side, down low. Too slow. Ha 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 ha. Look at you. You fell for the oldest trick in the book, guy.
And on that note.
Yeah. What up, gangster? What up, gangster?
Yeah, we gonna call you next episode, gangster.
Let's fucking call him up at the end of the show. Fuck it.
Yeah, why don't we? Let's do that.
Let's call that motherfucker.
Yeah, we're about to fade out, y'all. This is Major.
This is J Mac, man.
Episode 43, man. We'll get back at y'all.
313-406-7577. Call us. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you want to do. Talk to us. We'll call you back if you want. Get at us. Let's talk.
Yep, but we got a call to make, man. So we're going to be back at y'all, man. We catch y'all next episode.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.